Good.
How you doing? Demonstration and technique. Yeah, you could bring your guitar for some stuff, yeah. About half of it, there's some hands-on stuff that you can start really grabbing at.
You're doing this more than once, right?
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it here, and then I'm doing it at 9:30 tomorrow, I think.
So I can grab one of Skip's guitars maybe and come?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, how do I get one of those Martin hats? The bucket hats.
Grab it.
It looks like it's a demo.
Tell them I can have it. You can have it.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Go ahead. Just tell them I said you can have it.
Yes.
Thank you.
working with Frank quite a bit?
No, actually, I'm not working with him at all anymore. I'm actually in the custodial arts now on Myrtle Valley. I'm a pastor now.
Oh,
so
pastor.
I'm pastoring a church in Myrtle Valley. About 30 members. We have about 30 members. And I'm a custodian at night.
Okay, cool.
So I'm a custodian at night. That's why I'm a custodian.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool, man. I'm evangelizing all the schools, all the custodians, so maybe we'll have a church in
the Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, it's usually pretty profitable, though, you know. does that mic pick up the teaching? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Picking up the session.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, great. We'll start at 2:45. So what do you always say? It's 2:35, or what time is it now? 2:35? See, this clock's way off.
Oh, yeah, it's an hour slow.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's on standard time.
So when that gets to the 9, we're ready to go, right?
Yeah. Is this a session to be better to have an instrument?
It doesn't matter. It's kind of both, and I'll give out hand out, so it's not essential.
I'm doing my guitar.
Where are you from?
Long Beach.
Oh, Long Beach. Cool. Plug me. Can we plug that black cord into the wall there? Yeah. There we go. Yeah, plug it. Right, I didn't know. Thank you. Well, welcome to the Martin class. We're going to be going over some alternative tunings and then some open chord type of stuff that is commonly used in a lot of the praise and worship stuff. But I like to kind of, you know, open you up to a different world of alternative tunings. And right now I'm in Dadgad, which is D-A-D-G-A-D. That's the tuning Dadgad. It's D, A, D, G, G, A, D, Dadgad.
I have some handouts here that I can give you. And that Dadgad's on one of those.
So we're looking at the Dadgad tuning, which really gives you a lot of Irish type of flavor, you know, a different type of voicing for your guitar, so you can experiment with that. And I do have some chord charts that I can give you in Dadgad to take with you later on today. So I'll just kind of demonstrate a few songs in Dadgad, then we'll go into the G minor, then we'll go into some standard tuning, and then how to use alternative tunings within a worship setting or a songwriting type of deal. So we won't do that. So I'll do a couple of songs it's okay, you can leave it over there.
Thank you.
go now into what is the tuning called G minor, where I'm going to tune the A string down to a G. And you see that? That's on your chart somewhere, I think. Yeah. And your B string is tuned to a B flat. Fingerstyle CD. It's called what was it? Porch something. Sitting on the porch and noodling with the guitar. It's called Porch. What is it? I don't know the name of it. Patio Jam. That's the porch. I was on the porch in the patio. Yeah, okay. Here you go. This is the G minor. This kind of gives you you can get it within the Chet kind of style stuff, and then you can also go into the bluesy jazz stuff, and we'll kind of demonstrate a little bit of that both. that's your percussionist type of rhythm that you use, and then a little more on the jazz playing, because if you're in the G minor already, it lends itself to the whole, a lot of tapping and pull-offs that you can do. So here's one. So there's the G minor tuning, and what I'm playing now is the Martin Aura, and I'll talk a little bit about that. And this, of course, Martins are great guitars. I really believe in them. Grew up on them, tried everything else, and came back to them. And they've been making guitars for 174 years, and probably every guitar maker does owe something to Martin for their bracing, for their models, and such things that they've discovered through the making of guitars. This system has a system that Fishman put together, and it has a mic imaging system. So I have six different mics that they took this guitar basically into a studio, put it up to a Neumann mic, Chef's mic, some of the good quality studio mics, and it wasn't mic modeling like you would model something, but it's imaging the sound that this projects, and now it's in this. And so I can pick six different mics and blend it with the bridge pickup, okay? Because sometimes if I'm in a heavy rock setting, let's say, then I wanna just probably use the bridge pickup because there's feedback and stuff. But I'm in a quiet worship thing, or I'm doing
finger style like I'm just done with you guys. I'm half and half, but I usually like just straight up all mic, you know. It's a lot pretty. It's warmer, it's, you know, because the guitars have enough high end on them. You don't need to get any high end to them. And plus your bracing of your Martin, that's what always gives you the Martin sound. I mean, it's the bracing that you get that thick sound, the Martin sound. But it also has a chromatic tuner. It also has a feedback buster here that will actually take feedback out of the, as you press, press them. I'm trying to do a short illustration of this. Also, it has the opportunity for you to have, let's say your attack is real light, okay, but you say, I use nails, I use acrylics, but say if I didn't use acrylics, but I wanted to have the sound of acrylics, I wanted to have the brightness, this actually has, can change the attack on the guitar, so you can have it real sensitive to your touch, or say if you wanted to really just bang it without it breaking up, you can tighten it up to do that as well, almost compress it to do that. So it's just one of the state of the art systems that are out there. I've tried LR bags, I Highlander I've been using quite often, but this system, once you get your arms around it and you understand it, will perform, and I've heard will outperform anything that's basically out there right now. And but it's just, you got to know it. You want to get to know it. And it's not really not that hard. It's really not that hard. There's comes a little book that describes and explains everything in detail. But and these are on even lower models than this one. This comes in a Dreadnought. Comes into, the OM series, which this is an OMC with a cutaway. It comes without the cutaway. And so it's a great guitar. Comes in the Dreadnought as well. And so what I want to do now before I...
Is that a concert-sized guitar?
Yeah, this is a OM, an orchestra model. It's an orchestra model, okay? And it's just it's one I'm real comfortable with. I really, really love this size of the guitar. But I love the Dreadnought, too. I love the sound of the Dreadnought, so... Yeah, it's like, try to have both worlds if you can, So what I'm going to do now is demonstrate for you a little bit of... I'll come back to this closing. Is demonstrate a little bit. So this here is a all mahogany guitar. And this is Graham Nash helped put this together. And I'll demonstrate kind of what he had in mind when he put this together here. No, this is the real weird one here, and I don't even, in fact, I have it in my case. I made it up, and I will, I'll give it to you. Did I put it? Yeah, okay. That's it there. Yeah, okay, yeah. I didn't know. I didn't have it on mine. Okay, good. Okay, and I wrote a song here. This is a fingerstyle song here. It's called Rapture. I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to do a vocal that's on one of my Vocal Praise CDs that I've, encompassed the fingerstyle connection with the artist-singer-songwriter connection. So here we go, a song called Rapture. trio, Rapture. Now, here's a song here that's called Greater Paradise, and it's a vocal done. And with Martin putting this together with an all-mahogany guitar, you get some of the highs, but you don't get highs that get in the way of the vocal. Okay, sometimes if you use a real high a treble guitar, such as like a maple guitar, sometimes that will actually, it's good for leads and stuff, but sometimes it can get in the way of the vocal because the pitch is kind of high. So they made this with the distinctive of having an all maple guitar to be able to have some high ends, but modified to the point where it doesn't get away in the way of the vocal. Yeah, all mahogany. This is a quilted one here. Here's a song called Greater Paradise. It's the future cut of the worship album here.
Wind blows on cold winter day. Lighthouses lighting the way. Sea coasts and bridges build connections in the gaps. Piecing relationships together just to wrap. When will the world savior bring us back? There's a greater paradise than this. There's a greater paradise than this. There's a greater paradise in this waiting. We're seeker friendly at best. Stay away from conflicted fights. Peace spent on forfeiting all the treasured truth. Buttering the bread to manipulate the trends. These ways our God has never known. There's a greater paradise than this. There's a greater paradise than this. There's a greater paradise than this. Walking together, just a voice that falls on dead ears. Repent is the word to be heeded in this day. Wake up or burn up, there comes a judgment day. The King's real kingdom is rolling our way. There's a greater paradise than this. There's a greater paradise than this. There's a greater paradise than this. Waiting, waiting. There's a greater paradise than this. There's a greater paradise than this. There's a greater paradise than this. Waiting, waiting, waiting.
cool. There we go.
Now, that was all coming through your SWR, right? Your vocals and guitar and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, and that's a nice amp. It's the working man's amp. SWR is a great company. Fender now owns them, and so they're distributing, but they're distributing the actual what SWR had created. So they're the new distribution, which is it's a good amp. But what I like about it, it just gives you what you want. You don't sound like a bunch of electronics. More trying to sound like a natural sound of the guitar. So yeah, I think.
Now, does the Strawberry Bond just a smaller version of it?
Smaller version, right?
Produce the same kind of sound, but not the volume, or not really?
It does, and it can take all the tapping and the hard hitting stuff. What I've noticed about some of the smaller acoustic amps is that when you hit them hard, they fall apart, they break up. You know, so if I try, you couldn't do that. It just crumbles. You know, so when you're looking for a small amp acoustic, hit it hard. And make sure you're able to hit it hard without it breaking up, and try to find something that you can play your guitar. It's what you want to do. It's what you're doing with the instrument. Okay, I want to now kind of go into the area of I don't know what I just did now. Mm-hmm. So many chords here. It's a wonder we're not all electrocuted in here. Let's see. I'm gonna go back to the OM. And we're going to go to standard tuning and go just, some of you know these open chords. If you don't know them, it's something that I think will really be very help for you, and especially worship leading and even songwriting. I taught this at another conference, More Than Music conference, and a girl that was there. Actually, she learned the tuning, and she wrote a song. She came and shared it with me over the tuning. So I'm going to press here for tune, and I can tune to standard here. Yeah. They sound different. But same places, though. Same places, yeah. Standard tuning. Now on your open chords, I want to just start with the high E, which is on number 7. I'm going to start with, let me have you do an E chord if you have your guitar instrument out in this position, okay? In this position. You should do an E like this position. Let's do it in this position right here, if you can follow that. Or I'm using the second finger, third, fourth finger, and second. Yeah, like that. Let's keep it in that position. In that position, it's a nice guitar, Ed. Yeah. Okay, so if we go into this position, what we're going to do is we're going to progress up the neck, and we see there in the... the fifth F sharp minor that we see there is, so we can go like this: F sharp minor, G sharp minor, A, B. You see that? So we go E, F sharp minor, G sharp minor. Let those strings ring open. A, let those, and B, let them ring open. Yeah. So E, F sharp minor, G sharp minor, A, B. Okay, you got that with you. Now, if we start with an A2 in this position, can we go to an A2 with me? If you can do an A2 like this. You have these two fingers, A2. Okay. Now we're just gonna go up 2 frets and put our tonic note on the B.
Yeah.
But we're just gonna open B. Okay, we'll just call it a B. Open B. Okay, I'm going to slide it up 2 more, C sharp minor, slide it up 1 fret, that formation, D, high E, two more, high E, slide it up two more, and then add the minor, and that's your, yeah, leave the E open, and that's your F sharp minor in the high position. See that? Slide it back down. Now you notice in these chords are very, I mean, most of your praise songs, a lot of this stuff you're hearing out there is...
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
So those are open chords, and what I want to give you is there's some chords. You know, even if they did.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea. Creation revealing your majesty. From the colors of faith to the fragrance of spring. Every creature unique in the song that he sings. Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name.
Anyway, I can give you the music to that stuff, but what I want you to do is and I think I have enough sheets for you to give you a bunch of songs that you can use in the key of E to use this open chord method. I have a philosophy about learning something. If you don't use it, you'll lose it, you know? Because guitar is time. Guitar is what you put into it. It's your time, okay? And so I'll give you these songs. But just for an example, you know.
Jesus, you're my everything. My heart beats for you. Filled with power and mystery. Lord, I thirst for you, 'cause you are everything, you are everything. Lord, you are beautiful, awesome and wonderful. I give you all of my life.
So, again, I'm using those cage chords. I'm getting to be, you want to be real familiar with those chords.
You are holy. You are holy, you are mighty, you are mighty, you are worthy, you are worthy of praise.
You see, so there's another one.
I didn't pick up on what we were doing when we made the E the first time. And where did you do with your index when you brought it up?
On the C sharp minor?
Okay, when we first started.
Yeah, right here. I just put it's on the G string, second fret, first finger. No, right. But this one's open. So first finger, G string, second fret. A. So, got it? Yeah, that's it. It's on the chart there. If you,
that's the F sharp minor.
Yeah, it's the F sharp minor. Yeah. Got it. You got it? And then you know it's
you are the fuel where spirits burn. You are the light, the flame, the fire we are burning.
See, you have those.
You are the faith, the hope, the love. You are the peace, the life, the one we are yearning. We are burning. We are yearning. We are longing for, you.
So those are those, again, same chords, just use them in a different formation. For instance,
nail-pierced hands, decide. This is love. This is love. Holy heart was sacrificed. This is love. This is love. I bow down to the Holy One. I bow.
See, I switched that F sharp to high, you know, so.
This is so great. Because I see, like, the Wicked Brothers and all these guys using these chord formations all the time, and I never had any idea what they were doing.
And this is all that. Yeah. This is all it is.
So pretty.
And it's pretty, and it's, you know, especially if you're soloing worship. It just, if you, you know.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship.
So you have the open chords, the expressions of those open chords that are, you know, able to make you want to play, you know. I mean, you could use the easy thing about them, I mean, you could do a song list from, you know,
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, you became nothing.
You know, you could just go on and on. And what I did is I put together, I don't know how many songs.
When the music fades, all is slipped away. And I simply come,
you know.
It's a lot nicer using a cut tape, too.
Oh, yeah.
I have a maker.
You know, you can do the He Knows My Name, Refiner's Fire.
Right.
I mean, just on and on and on. And but a lot of the strumming, which is called scrubbing, and a lot of the studios that you know, if you're, you know, just, that's a song, was just scrub it, you know, it's scrub. And but it's a real popular thing right now. It's just, you know, it kind of took off, and now I think it's on its crest right now, you know, and I don't know what's going to happen to it later, but it's fun. Enjoy it while you can. I've done that. I've done that. And so I encourage you to, you know, use those open chords for, you know, your comfort, because it's more comfortable even than a bar chord, and it sounds better than just a straight bar chord.
If you use the guys for capo, you lose the harmonics because it cuts it, some of the strings in different places, and it's...
Right. And then when you're using the picking... is it?
The name of all names, for it has the power to heal and to save, strength for the weary, peace to the troubled soul, peace to the troubled soul. I'm not ashamed of the name of all names. It has the power to heal and to save, strength for the weary, peace to the troubled soul, peace to the troubled soul. It's the name of Jesus. It's the name. Mightier than the mountains, lives. He lives among the weak, ruler eternal and lover to me. Jesus, name above all. Jesus, name above all. Jesus, name above all.
So that's, you know, singer-songwriter picking type of stuff that, you know, you just want to get used to with your pull-offs. That's a lot of that is just pull-offs. A lot of that is positioning two chords right. For instance, a lot of times we're used to doing B minors like this, right? Well, position your B minor like this, as James Taylor does quite a bit. I don't want to get into that, but anyway, this is a worship conference. But anyway, the B minor, that's a nice way to play a B minor. If you can position your hand, get used to that, then when you're doing walk-ups, you're right there, you know. So, any questions? We covered a lot of material here today, and
whenever you use these alternate tunings, we didn't go over like the chording.
Yeah, I have some stuff, and you can get that stuff within, you know, a lot of music stores. You know, say I want the dadgad tuning, I want G minor tuning, I want open C tuning. Yeah, online. Yeah, there's tons of it, and there's a tablature notation that you can have, but. What I suggest that you do, though, is find songs that you like to play, that you personally have a, you know, a hard interest in. You know, it's a melody. It's something that you like in the alternate tuning. And then take that song and learn it in sections. For instance, you may find a section, for instance, when I... This is just a drop D. Thing is, you would learn it in different sections. So I might be just, you know, I want to just focus on then, and I'd break it up in sections, and then I would have the you know, the fullness of what I'm trying to learn. You know, you may find a part that's difficult. Isolate the trouble spots, you know, learn them at a slow speed. The speed will come, and then you'll be able to adapt. And I'll give you guys some worksheets here to have those songs in them and to kind of help you. I have another booklet I can actually give you. Okay, any other questions? These are light. These are light. The ones I have are the new. Here you go. String anyone?
Sure.
What gauge? Light? Medium or light? Light? Got one light left, but I'll give you some more down at the table.
Medium.
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 Oh, you need light, but I got some down at the table. Here you go.
Medium's on my Yamaha and light's on my Taylor.
Okay. Well, let me...
Too,
yeah, it's like very good strings. They're really good strings.
They comparable to the D'Addario Phosphor Browns?
They're better.
Better than
Doris of D'Addario. Who has a?
But if you like D'Addario, you love these, right?
Extra large. Yeah. is a extra large. Hey, this is a penalty. I mean, this is a polo shirt here. And here's a nice one. Here's a what's this one here? A large.
Large, okay.
Right, we'll get you there. Here's another large.
I'll take a large.
I got a small down here for you. I think if you want.
You got a medium?
I think I might. No, I just have an extra large. One more large. You want a large?
No, I'll just take a large.
Okay. Sure. You can trade cash. Yeah. How about a guitar strap? Guitar straps?
Man, this is
fun. I'm at Christmas.
I feel like we're at a concert or something.
Okay, how about CD?
Here we go.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
For Bessie, here's this. Let me give you this. This will have some more of the songs that you can use for examples. You know? Yes, you got a bunch of stuff. It's,
where's your church?
Calvary Laguna in Irvine.
Is that California?
Yes.
I'm from Missouri, so I'm not familiar.
Okay.
Did you say Irvine?
Yeah.
I'm staying here, so
oh, okay.
Right by you over there.
Okay.
Do you have any more of your
booklet?
The
yeah.
One more. Yeah, I was here last year. How are you looking at it?
I think you sat next to me.
Yeah, a couple of the classes.
Okay.
So are you pastor and worship leader at your church?
Assistant pastor, yeah.
Assistant pastor or worship leader?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Man, let me say I really appreciate your class. I learned a lot, and my church is going to be happy that I took it.
Great, praise the Lord, brother.
I've been worship leader for about a year and a half, and I barely played guitar before, and our pastor left, and he was worship leader, so I've been trying to gradually broaden my horizons.
Here's a worship CD for you, too, for your church.
Yeah. This is the greatest class I've ever That's actually my wife's. It's always with me whenever I'm here. It's a baby Taylor. It's pretty fun.
That's nice that three we have a
baby. Oh, yeah. I've got a 314. I'm not scared to take it.
Yeah.
And then my baby is.
Taking on the plane.
Yeah. This one fits right over the luggage compartment.
It's taking right on.
Then my baby is a Yamaha LP, which is a handmade. It's supposed to sound like a Gibson, like California Gibson. So, and it's but I got it on eBay for like I don't know what $300 or $400 or something. You know, something nice and cheap. And it's
thank
just
you.
It's big and pretty. And I love it. But
thank you, George. That was wonderful.
Oh, nice meeting you, Champion. All right.
My wife told me she was going to meet me here after class, but I don't think she'll find this class.
It's really nice to see those classes. I see a lot of people playing. I want to take one of these classes. I play in
the room. It's not as hard as it looks. It's just, you know,
where it's nice is if somebody else is just playing, you know, on the top of the deck.
Right.
It gives you the ability to play the same chords in a different position.
Sure. Yes.
Right.
Well, yeah, but it gives a different voice, and so it inspires you. You know,
yeah.
It's a different voice.
It doesn't seem to be real big, so I'm sure of it. All
right.
The Devil Tree, yeah. Sounds good, though. It's pretty close to the Irvine
Center. How long have
you been sponsored by Mark? 2 years ago.
Yeah, you probably find a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that's a sweet shirt. Let's
look up
here.
I
really
like the sound of that mahogany guitar.
That's just
the
history
of
mine.
Thank you,
thank you.
I really appreciate it,
Yvette.
Thanks for all
the goodies.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing, George. Appreciate it.
Cool.
Strings.
God bless you.
I built gems. Yeah. 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 Yeah.